We did a quick appeal to a few vendors out there, and Rick Soto from Pixelogic actually was one of our beta test companies. Come on up here. We're just going to talk a little bit about the process from that perspective. Also, on the content owner side, if somebody would like to come up and join us on the content owner, I was looking for somebody, where's somebody from NBC Uni, but I know they had a meeting that they had to get to. But ultimately, Rick, you've been through this. Whoa. All right, careful. Oh, no, that would be bad. All right, good, good. Rick, you've been through this process, soup to nuts, in kind of a beta role, and as you know, and living through that assessment. You've been through the initial questionnaire, the extended questionnaire. I mean, how? And again, this isn't meant to be like a let's all kumbaya up here. I mean, how was it? You suffered through also some of the early iterations of the app and some of the builds that that were pre-launch, and actually we relied on your feedback to make the app better and get it sound for launch. You know, what was the process to you having gone through the past process and then through this iPad platformized process?
So I thought getting away from the whole Excel spreadsheet was a big win.
Yeah.
To me, I found it to be more streamlined, much easier to actually get it filled out, especially working with your team. So for me, it was much easier. It saved a lot of time.
I mean, it's never painless, right?
No.
It's an assessment.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But, you know, I think what we were also trying to do was to grind out some of the subjectivity and prose in some of the responses, right? And place checkbox where appropriate, and allow them to expand where appropriate. But it certainly, I've seen a lot of handwritten reports from the old days. It was difficult.
I think the process, you know, between filling it out and actually, you know, answering the questions and collaborating back and forth between the assessor and, like, the organization actually made it much much simpler, too, to be able to provide, like, say, the evidence with a remediation item that it's been remediated.
So there's one feature of the online questionnaire that I'm interested to hear whether it was you found beneficial. Because it's adaptive, it's only asking you questions that are relative to your services, and if you say you don't have a security guard at the gate, all of the, you know, that you don't get asked any other questions.
Exactly.
Does that kind of help reduce questionnaire fatigue as you're working?
It has.
Because they can, some of those old state questionnaires could be 150, 200 questions.
Definitely has.
That was hard work.
It was like NA,
exactly.
NA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And in terms of the turnaround also, I mean, you know, some of those questionnaires can be intense. You know, we do have the stop and start function within the platform. Did you do it all in one shot, or did you?
Yeah, I did it all in one shot, and I think the turnaround was pretty quick. I mean, I think by the time I got feedback, I mean, it was 3 or 4 days. So
okay.
It was pretty quick compared to before, where it was weeks. Yeah.
And then getting the assessment report delivered back to you through the electronic portal
was great.
Yeah.
Easy.
Is there anybody in this room that has undergone a TPN assessment? Would you be willing to raise your hand? I won't bring you up on stage. See? Oh, Adam. You're just stretching. You know, that's also interesting. I mean, I think it also speaks to the constituency, right? You know, everybody is working away. I had to cajole to get you to come out and break you out of your role. And I know you're missing a meeting for being in this.
Yeah,
I mean, the bottom line is when you talk about post houses, especially, you're busy.
Yeah.
What about the interference in terms of your workday and all that business? It was just something where.
Well, it's important to get it done. I mean, especially having to get the assessment completed, and, you know, it's dependent on work actually coming into a post house. So. It's critical.
Is there anybody in this room who has started a TPN assessment, maybe an initial questionnaire or, okay. Anybody would like to comment or make any, how about extended questionnaire? Anybody extended questionnaire? Would you like to say a few words, Mr. Kleinenberg? How do you feel about the process? I'm going to put you on the spot. Sorry, it's Phil Donahue. Just remember, Donahue. Bald Donahue.
I mean, I do like the adaptive questions. That definitely shortens it up because I'm at a fairly small facility.
You've been through an MPA assessment and a CDSA assessment.
And a Disney assessment and an HBO assessment and a Fox assessment. So,
yeah, you're prime.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, the process has gotten better over the years. You know, very excited to have a single assessment a year, not multiple. Now, if we can just get the standards of all the studios to line up, that will be nice too.
Well, I think that's something we're working.
I can definitely kind of
any comments?
Reassure you that work is coming along.
Good, bad, and different.
Good, bad, ugly. Come on, we'll take it all. We're a wide open book, man. We want this feedback.
Yeah, we've also been through Disney and HBO and CDSA and MPAA, and this kind of falls in the same line, except it was a lot easier because it was all in one place at one time. Especially if you're dealing with different divisions within your business, and you can bring everybody in the same room
right
together and kind of go down the list, and then you start seeing the overlaps and things, questions come up, things get remediated before you even get to the finish because you realize something's not covered. Yeah. You know?
Did you use the delegate function inside of the tool as well to allow people to answer outside, or did you just do an all hands?
It was all hands on deck, yeah.
Because there is that functionality built within the tools. There is a delegate function. So you can take a specific section and assign it to an internal employee so you're not stuck doing all the work yourself, or you know, maybe this is particular to IS, or maybe this is particular archive, whatever that particular piece is, you can actually parse that out. You know, this is also part of the enculturation of our business to say, this functionality does exist. Because it, you know, and by the way, the all hands is not uncommon. Rick, I mean, was it an all hands for you as well?
I did an all hands as well.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, that functionality it essentially is something where you've done it so much in that process. There was never ever that functionality within an Excel spreadsheet unless you cut and paste it, right? Yeah. So, I think that's also one of the dynamic features of the platform that's more used. Any comment or, you know, by the way, I'm not looking for rainbows and unicorns on all this. Anybody having any problems?
So, Swank Motion Pictures, we have gone through the TPN assessment. We've had an assessor on site. I'm actually in the remediation steps, the process to do that. But just a word on the assessor, I thought was kind of refreshing this time. In past CDSA audits, you know, the questions, you know, technical questions, physical controls, things like that, seemed to be pretty common. But the assessment this year with the assessor, he actually touched on, you know, how do you measure risk? What are your risk assessment strategies? What steps do you take? Which were questions that, you know, hadn't had in the past, which seemed to be, they were relevant and they were big questions, but it was nice to have those questions asked.
Sure. And also that, you know, one of the things about the Qualified Assessor Program is also to have people who are knowledgeable about our business. So they're not learning, you know, it's not some MBA new hire that's learning the business through your audit and you're essentially paying them to learn. Did you feel that the experience level, by the way, you tag team.
The experience of this assessor, I thought, you know, he had the background, obviously, and I think he, you know, just asking those questions, you know, validated that he was, you know, he knew his technical stuff, but he also touched on, you know, the company and what we do to actually get to the point we're at.
Yeah, I think that's actually the eligibility criteria for the Qualified Assessor Program. The reason that we have a pretty high non-eligible or failure rate on the exam is because we're being very stringent about that industry experience. So that's really great feedback to receive. Another quick question for you on the platform, because so much of the work that we're doing to optimize the platform, when you received your remediation items, because we don't want any information about remediation items going out over email, I don't know, were you aware that there's a chat feature, you can ask questions of the auditor in your remediation plan? Is that something you're aware of?
I don't know if I saw that. Okay. You know, I saw where you know, select the date that you expect to complete the remediation, but I'm not I haven't
This is helpful feedback for us because we can kind of talk about the training and the FAQs in the tool, because there's some nice little features like the delegating a section of questions to your HR department or your IT team, and then they can log in and do that online as well. Yep. But yes, being able to ask a question about a remediation task within the platforms, it's a little miniature chat window. We can go back and forth and ask questions. It's a helpful. Nice. Part of the platform.
Any rough feedback? Come on. Complaints? Anything?
On the where areas in the questionnaire where it didn't apply to our specific area of the industry, and some of those there wasn't an NA, there wasn't some there. So we didn't want to leave stuff blank but there was no way for us to really answer honestly as
those
to
questions.
What.
That's
yeah.
great feedback, because that is definitely something that we are able to
yes.
configure on the back end when we collect. You know, we configure the multiple option answers.
Right.
So we would love to get. Actually, the system also generates some feedback questionnaires. So we'll take this feedback anyway. We get it, but the system should, once you complete your process, it should send you an automated feedback questionnaire. So whether you want to send that directly to one of us or through the feedback process, that would be
really good. And honestly, also, have you done the assessment itself?
We haven't done the
okay.
The on-site
so
yet.
Those are also things that also in that assessment, you talk about that with your assessor.
Okay.
So it's not just feedback coming from you. It's also something that the assessor can feedback to us directly as part of the process.
Excellent.
You say, hey, look, I check this and I check this for an asset type and a service type, right? Service category, whatever. You know, ultimately, that's what we need that feedback also to make the tool better.
Yeah, we were hoping that was going to be something we would be able to talk about when they came in, because it makes it look like you're not addressing something when really it has nothing to do with your area of the process.
Correct. You know, I think that's also something when you talk about app and cloud and some of the facilities who do have a much more digital infrastructure, right? Cloud-based backbone. We have done those assessments, and there are best practices that address that, but it's certainly not as comprehensive as what we plan on launching in April.
Yeah, just quickly, this piece of the kind of what you're kind of alluding to here in terms of the how we configure and deploy these information gathering questions, it actually underpins a really important piece of the TPN process, which is the best practices are relatively static, maybe one or two updates per year, but the control framework is fluid. Every time we perceive a threat or a risk or something changes, we are able to change those controls as they pertain to a particular service category, and then ask an information gathering question in the pre-assessment phase that is relevant to where we are now in December, not waiting for those policy changes to come into effect. So it's actually it was an important piece of the design of this program to be able to keep pace with emerging threats with the control set and with those questionnaires. So it's something. It's a good bit of feedback for us to make sure that we're being thoughtful in terms of the response types as we add in those new controls and questions.
And Rick, would you do a trusted partner network assessment again, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe in a year?
For sure. I think I've done three.
Look, I don't want to cut this short, but ultimately also thank you, gentlemen, in the front row. That was another thing not planned, but you all happened to be bing, bang, boom right there. Thank you for your feedback here. That was great on the spot, and thank you for being honest with us. Thank you, obviously, Rick, for missing that meeting and staying
no
here, because I really needed some anchor up here. You were perfect.